Radio Prague News.
The Czech Republic will be sending a new training and advisory team to Afghanistan, according to the Army Chief of Staff. The new interior minister is considering replacing the chief of police with a former member of the communist secret police, according to the daily Mladá Fronta Dnes. And President Václav Klaus has pardoned six people, citing humanitarian reasons in most cases. The Czech Republic will be sending a new training and advisory team to Afghanistan, according to the Office of the Chief of Staff of the Czech Army. The announcement came after a meeting on Friday between Czech Army and political leaders and the chairman of the NATO Military Committee, Admiral Gianpaolo Di Paola. The 50-man team will be involved in training Afghan soldiers in the central province of Wardak. The new deployment will not increase the total numbers of Czech troops in Afghanistan approved for this year, which will amount to 533 soldiers in September. The decision is the result of NATO requests to reinforce training capacities in the country. The daily Mladá Fronta Dnes writes that police president Oldřich Martinů will likely be replaced by the current director of the South Moravian police, Tomáš Kužel. If true, the appointment will doubtless stir controversy, as Mr. Kužel served for several months in the National Security Force of the Communist Secret Police in 1989 and was charged with surveillance activities. Before then, he had been a member of the Public Security Police since 1984. Citing several unnamed sources, Mladá Fronta says that Prime Minister Petr Nečas has been informally told of the nomination. New Interior Minister Radek Jón sparked alarm last week when he said he would likely replace the current police chief with, quote, one of his own people. He has not yet commented on Mr. Kužel's potential nomination. President Václav Klaus pardoned six people on Friday, citing humanitarian reasons in most of the cases, namely the needs of the convicts to care for their children. One man was pardoned for driving without a driver's license and obstruction of justice because he is the sole provider for his three children. The same rationale applied to two women convicted of property crimes and credit fraud and two foreigners who were deported and have families in the Czech Republic. In another case, a man being investigated for grievous bodily harm was pardoned because of old age and poor health. Mr. Klaus last granted pardons roughly a month ago when he reprieved 10 people. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions at the weekend are expected to be warm and rainy, with a chance of storms and temperatures falling into the low 20s on Sunday. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.